Also still working and occasionally even shopping, our musical contributor David was.
There's no better place to bring your cultural barometer than the fabulous 99-cent store, where in between finding sub-dollar treasures, one can listen to some of the worst pop music of the last three decades. I shop there enough to know the store is on some kind of six-hour loop tape that Satan must have devised in Hades with the help of 15 evil undead record executives to inflict maximum torture on staff and clientele alike. A few clicks on the old Google and I found my way to the website of the company that invented and perfected this form of oral waterboarding, Muzak, LLC. Lo and behold, the homepage features a quote from one Linda L., a confessed 99-cent store denizen who's quoted as saying, "I do not have a business, but I'm so impressed with the music that's being played at the 99-cent store that I found myself shopping longer just to hear the music." First off, Linda L. needs professional help, not only with her taste in music, but in being impressionable enough to want to cull the aisles of nearly expired goods just to hear another spin of Basha's Cruisin' for Bruisin', one of the staples of the top 99 hit parade. Chances are the old 99er went with what Muzak calls its rock show program, a smattering of classic rock songs aimed at adults age 18 to 60 that are medium low to high energy and created especially for mini marts, casual restaurants, and specialty retail shops. Do fries come with that "Listen to the Music" by the Doobie Brothers? According to Muzak exec Bob Finnegan, music has the most direct and most powerful impact on the retail customer experience. What does Steely Dan's "Ricky Don't Lose That Number" have to do with buying no-brand cans of tomato soup? Oh, wait, I get it. The number in question is 99, as in 99 cents. I knew something made me buy that package of frozen pork egg rolls against my better judgment. I thought a little wild time. Donald Fagen is included in Muzak's menu of smooth jazz vocals, a designation he'd probably object to strenuously, especially when the company describes such music as silky, inviting, and self-assured. Or perhaps you shopkeepers would prefer that customers feel earnest, genuine, and confident, in which case the new country playlist would suit your emporium best. Enter Keith Urban or Carrie Underwood and the merch starts flying off the shelves, especially the hominy grits and pork sausage, I would assume. Standing at the back door, she tried to make it fast. Once you hit the hardwood, it all makes one nostalgic for a time when psychology PhDs were interested in curing people of neuroses and hysteria, not helping turn them into music-driven retail automatons. Or even further back in the mists of time, when music was the soundtrack for tribal rituals celebrating life's hairpin turns, birth, death, springtime, the harvest. I hate to use the S word except in an emergency, but yes, music was a spiritual enterprise. That it has now been yoked to the cash register to induce us to make gratuitous purchases gives a whole new meaning to the old refrain, "Buy, buy, birdie. Just don't pay full price." Time to say goodbye.
Bye now.
That is Anne Margaret from the film Bye Bye Birdie. Contributor David Was is half of the musical duo Was Not Was. When you get home.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Noah Adams.